Kwazwai, Buriya Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe, muhle mthwakazo muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019. Mthwakazo muhle, Muriya Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, welcome, Zimbabwe, muhle mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, aka Big Mike. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November 2019. Tonight on The Connection, tukubatanya inenge ashungurudza vanhu kadzi, worldwide, pasi rose, abantu abesifazana. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign that kicked off worldwide yesterday. Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in celebrating the campaign, which according to the United Nations was started in 1991 by activists of the inaugural Women's Global Leadership Institute. Now, the campaign itself was used as an organizing strategy by organizations that come from different parts of the world as a tool to call for the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. Now, to understand the seriousness and the depth of this issue, not just worldwide, but if we zone down to Zimbabwe as a nation, I decided, you know what, it's necessary for me to do a little research, only to find out that according to the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, one in every three Zimbabwean women aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. I repeat, one in every three women in Zimbabwe aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. One in every four women have experienced sexual violence since the age of 15. Bear in mind, women in Zimbabwe generate the majority of the population of the country, approximately 52%, if not more. In fact, there are several incidences within the past 2 years that have happened in Zimbabwe that have occurred in the public eye or that the public know about. The first one that we're about to highlight to you is that of famous comedian Samantha Kurea. Most of you know her as Gonyet, who was abducted and beaten early on this year for her skits, her work that is known to criticize government. Let's take a look.
They dragged me out of the car and made me to sit in the water. It was solid water. I started saying, you're mocking the government, you're too young to mock the government, your clips, you're mocking the government. So they started beating me. I was told to roll in the water, I was forced to drink sewage. I'm in pain, yeah, I'm in pain. But I'm getting better, I'm getting medication. I had X-rays, they are normal, no fractures. So, but I'm in pain. Yeah. We are in danger. We are in danger. Because I can imagine six strong armed men coming for just one comedian. I see Nakana Putikana, she is a lady for that matter. It makes things worse. But we are in danger.
Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Samantha Kurea, a.k.a. Gonyet, who was explaining her ordeal that she went through in August, not so long ago. Now, she was giving us an account of her experiences whereby, like I mentioned earlier on, she was abducted and she was beaten. Now, throughout this program, Zimbabwe Muhle, we're going to be playing other videos whereby other women are going to be giving their ordeals, explaining what exactly happened to them as we discuss and tackle the campaign itself of 16 days of gender-based violence. Now, as we move on with our program tonight, Chakazo Moshe, I'm looking to hear from you, abalaleli bethu, our loyal listeners. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. WhatsApp, +12024650318. You can call us live on air on +12024690077. Now, for our radio listeners, we're also broadcasting live as we speak on 909 medium wave frequency 4930 15460 Konanjalo 13860 kilohertz shortwave. On the internet, for our internet lovers, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course www.voandevelet.com. So ngena nguhlelo umthakazo muhle phinda imtshirongwa no wandu wenyu tinzo maundu wenyu nyaya tinayo nasi mtshirongwa 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection muine ni Maikove.
Hey ta online, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana ufuna ukuthawula neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo ingoma eka DJ Skyvert. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa. Nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa tikubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Ndikutoona kuti vanhu vatotanga kupinda muchirongwa. Kulosinini kupe uti watching you live from Johannesburg Midrand. How's Johannesburg? Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uti Big Mike labalaleli. Hello Brandlovu uskipan. Christopher Gumbo ari kuti mukoma Mike. Aiwa mukoma Christopher zviri kuhamba here. Grant Elisha arikuti hanzi watching you live from Dambwe for Kaugule Wamkulu in Lilongwe Malawi. Ingwa tirikwese. Robert arikuti hi Big Mike irikubvuma kuno ku Pretoria kuriseko ku Pretoria uko. Philip arikuti watching you from Midlands kuriseko ku Midlands. Freeman Singani arikuti tirikubatai zvakanaka pa Monash University Johannesburg ku South Africa. Ngoma ndiko kwandakadzidza neniwo. Aiwa tinofara kuona kuti navo vechidiki varipo pachirongwa. Prince Muchenja to watching you live from Mozambique. Hanzi aiwa zviri kuhamba here ku Mozambique. Stuart Mapisa to Big Mike, how are you? Mkoma Stuart ndiri bo. Aiwa tinenge tiri kwese. Genevia Makuwaza ari kuti hi Big Mike, we're watching you from Western Cape, South Africa. Kuriseko ku Western Cape. And then Chaukemlilo saying watching you from Cape Town in the house. Dumelang tate Leison Botswana Gaborone o ka ntate Leison nake teng. Nyaya tinayo mgango, nasi mchirongwa Zimbabwe muhle, nasi tirikubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Asiboneni kuti abantu vatine makasi netsu, ku VOA Ndebele uti, uvusi mpofu uti, Mike, how are you doing, bra? I'm good. I ekes baye khuye, ndribo, I am happy, ni sharp, bravusi. Prince mpofu uti, upiska mpofu, nyakolisa mpofu, uti, good evening, watching you from Johannesburg, kunjani koli, umakhumalo la yukone ehlelweni. Uti hello everyone, makumalo njani, uthabisani ncube ukhona laye ehlelweni, uti lishona njani, ayi thina siphilile ncube unjani. So udabule khona ekhuphini namhla uhlelo mthwakazo mohle Zimbabwe omuhle, we're discussing nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Now early on I was giving a little some fun facts about the topic. Now let me give you more facts as we await my guests to join me. Early on I mentioned kuti 52% of the population in munyika is vanhukadzi. This formulates over 7 million people who are affected by gender-based violence in the country. The theme of this year's campaign is Orange the World, Generation Equality Stands Against Rape. Now, as we progress through the program, you're going to understand more as we unpack this theme. Now, according to the Zimbabwe Demography and Health Survey, one in every four women, because this is a serious thing, one in every four women in Zimbabwe experience sexual violence, njalo, one in every three women who are aged 15 to 49 have experienced physical violence since the age 15. Now, as you know, welcome to the program, Siswam. How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you, Zimbabwe?
We're great. How are you feeling today?
No, I'm all right.
Now, we're discussing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. This seems to be a big deal worldwide. The United Nations has made sure that the world understands the depth of it. Early on, I was giving people some figures of how serious it is in Zimbabwe. But I'd like to hear from you, the ladies themselves, what it means, what this campaign means, and how serious the issue is. Could you break that down for us?
Okay, thank you. This year, 16 days of activism against gender-based violence has been commemorated under the theme Generation Equality, Hashtag Not to Rape. It's zeroing in on cases of rape against women and girls in the world, and it comes at an opportune time in Zimbabwe where we are receiving very alarming cases of women and girls who are being raped on a daily basis every hour, something that is very unfortunate. And it also comes at a time when we experienced very traumatic experiences in the country in January 2019, where we had women, close to 20 women, who were raped by members of the army during the January protest. Mm-hmm. So it is an opportunity to remind the government that we are still clamoring for justice for the women who were raped, to say the time is nigh for the government to bring to book the perpetrators of such heinous acts in Zimbabwe, because such acts of sexual violence against women has no room in a modern Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sabine, as we progress with the discussion, you mentioned incidences that happened in January, and there are other incidences early on. We played a video of Gonyet, who also went through her ordeal. Is anything being done to address some of these instances?
Yeah, there are efforts that are being done, of course, by civil society, by the church, by the police themselves, but I believe that more needs to be done. It is not the responsibility of the police only to bring these perpetrators to book, but it is the responsibility of every Zimbabwean to make sure that we create an environment that is safe for each and everyone to feel comfortable in. And it is very sad that I think one of the reasons why we are in this situation is has also to do with the economic condition that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Girls are being forced into relationships that under normal circumstances they wouldn't agree to. They are being forced because of the circumstances. They need to bring food on the table. Sometimes women, they have to sell their bodies, and at the end of the day, sometimes they are raped by men who do not even pay for the services. And we have received cases of women who are being raped while waking up in the wee of the morning trying to go and fetch water in urban areas, something that is really unheard of in the history of Zimbabwe, to record cases of women and girls being sexually violated because they are looking for water. So I feel more really needs to be done, especially by the police, by men and boys. We need to continue raising awareness amongst communities that we need to respect women, we need to respect girls, and perpetrators really have to be brought to justice. And I, for one, would want to recommend a mandatory sentence for people who sexually abuse others, because I think it will act as a deterrent toward the offenders.
Mm-hmm. stabile rekani bo bata pamuromo ntange ndatora muterere ndodzoka ndaudzwa kuti ungori nesu for 15 minutes saka rekai ndikurumidza ndotora muterere ndodzoka kwauri handisi.
Okay,
all right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Tabile Tewa. Yeah, she is the director of WALP. As is when we talk to Mlale Ongenayo, Mtere Arupinda Pachurongo, Ndiyana Aripopari Nare. Kola kola Mtere, Nyagwamgele Okselo, Ndino Mkamchira Mchurongo, Aripopari Nare Ndiyana.
Tainos.
Hey, Mkoma Tainos, Zuru Kwa Amba?
Zuru Kwa Amba, Murike.
Aywa, Tribo, Muru Tufondra, Muru Gupi?
Tufondra, Muru Gokwe.
Kuriseko Gokwe Mgomo. Tuze umaonrenyu Mkoma Trinos pamsoro penyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa wano kazi warukuti aiwa taneta taneta nguwa yeshika yukutu munu wese a respect kodzero dzavo
wanu waneta wakazi wano ngeshunguruzi kwa nyango pakaita zima demonstration zye nyango atikara ngoro wajipane umangaro wakabunika gumbo saka unukusha utuzote urani umenevene zezi tika zwaje zakato siyana apani ngaiti vanhu vanofanira kuti vakadzi vasingashungurudzwe but zvinoitika zvachino zvinonezvezvichiita rune hurumende nezvichiita paground zvakatosiyana zvisingambiri.
Zvino Mukoma Trinos, imi sevanhurume, what are you doing kuitira kuti mubatsirewo vanhukadzi sezvo navo vari kurwa vachiti aiwa kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa kazhinji nevanhurume?
Ya tumboedza zvine zvimwe zvimaclub zvatiti tiita tichimboedza vanhu vachitaurira machionesanawo saka toita sei saka zvizhinji zvacho kune vamwe vati tichitomboudzawo tichiedza kubatsirana kuti tingaite sei kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzigadziriswe zvakanaka dzivhenekeswe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka Mukoma Trinos, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa Mukoma. Handiti kandai mazonyo kupedzira
maita basa, ndinotenda zvikuru, murambe muchibatawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda. All right, Chavazo Moshe, that was the umnumzana Utrinos, use Gokwe, yena uti hai kukarachikile ngempela uti, even ama tota labo, utwa hai ngempela, you must fight alongside abantu besifazane uguze, ama lungela abo, ashoni chwe. Litini ngota balukone kutu inizulugandaba, ngena nguselo, +12024650318, WhatsApp, +12026192077, uguze, lingene lani, let's go back to Ustabile Sizu. Ustabile yena utini. Ustabile, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Tombo, taura, niru rimiru amai. Mamchit sanangura mchiti nyaye mamiru akaita upumi wenyika. Dicho ochimwe chukuita kuti kodzero dzevanhu kadzi. Uye zvetsu asikana dzimbunyikidzwe munyika. Ndachikumbira kuti muendere mberi muchisanangura zvinhu.
Izvo zvichaizvo mukatari seizvo zvenyika muna magesi, munyika muna mvura, munyika muna mari, munyika hamuna kamuna chikafu chaicho chaicho. Mukatarisa mamanzi apfuura, kune magesi dzakatobva even kumayunivhesiti chaiko chaiko, ekuti vasikana vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo vachinzi ndakuigira mvura torara chese. Zvino zvinhu zvisingafanange zvichiitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, and pamwe pacho mukatotarisa even vakadzi vaivaya vatinoti masex workers pachirungu, vamwe vacho vari kutohepwa nevarume, because varume vacho vamwe havachakwanisi kuafodha kubhadhara vakadzi ava, but havatauri chokwadi kuti havana mari. Vanozoti kana vapedza votoita bhaiginya, vozoti mari yacho hatina. Zvakare izvozvo zvokumbunyikidzwa kwemarights evanhu. Saka inini ndinobhelivha kuti dai situation yemuzimbabwe yanga ikanaka, munhu nemunhu achizvishandira uchitokashandawo mari yawapo hainokwana, dai tingati zvaitobatsira in terms of kuredusa macases violence against women, sexual violence against women. Totarisa zvakare nyaya dzemamarital rape, izvo zvekuti vakadzi vari kurepwa mumamarriages mavo, mekuti because kurara vese murelationship zvinenge zvichida consent, mese muchibvumirana zvinhu zvatichida kuita, but nenyaya yekuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba, vanhu vanenge vane stress, there are lot of issues zviri kuita nyaya dzemental health chaidzo chaidzo. Saka ndozvimwe zvinozopedzisira zvekuti vanhu vakumbunikidzana, pamwe pacho unenge usiriwo mumudzi but unongopedzisira wakutopostwawo. And ndambotaura futi nyaya yepolitical violence chaidzo chaidzo, because tinoti kana ichitaura nyaya dzegender based violence, tinokanganwa violence iri kuitirwa ma female political activists in a human rights defenders. Iyo ito riyo futi violence ya tino to condemna. Yotu kana wanashuda kwa is a marais hawa is not signed by the constitution. Manu pinda wajirowa wa chishkoro wa makumba kujira kuna 2008 kune madima ya karepa nima boza gezi wa mwachinza wa karepa nima soja pati hapa nituna wapanika na muna gambo akambo shunga na nanima na nimsango wa mwaka zozi kwa jituwele pati hapana muna gambo shunga ninye dima chonge uenika chuta kisa muna January 2019 kune wakati zantushka 1920 wakarepo shakari kunyanya muharare kulema soja pati hapana kana muna wana gambo shunga kwa kisa sewa upishnotu nyesa bo shunga kisama dima iku pinda mwenye dima chonge uenika mwaka kisama statistics edu mzimbabwe madima ya aliku pinda ma positions of authority wa shoma nana variku tagi kwa nini zibuti wakanda kuenda kuma political parties kwa wakuma rali wa manuswa wakanda kuenda kuma macham tauni wali roa wakuru wa makumbo shino shunga tarisi donge shitika pa mtemu
mhm nao enda mbobu nza omu mtereri eva trainos wambopinda onao the national wisisa saka I'm hoping you can also break it down a little further. How important is it for men to work alongside women on an issue like this?
If we raise awareness amongst women only, women and girls, we are talking to ourselves. We need them to bring the perpetrators and potential perpetrators and what we call male champions for gender equality. Once we face the importance of respecting each other, of respecting my women's rights, both Jotangira at the lowest level, Chaiko, even which core Chaiko. Right now as well, we sent a program, I sent my Yokunyanga, Nikon Tasan Yazuro. Na nasi tichinge java anaka kuma na kubira ku primary school ya tunoti ishiye socialization ya ya tika kuza wakuma na wana nidu wa sila respect majumai doka jino tangira ipapo wachifugra wana wafikana yembi doka jino tangira kakusa respect ya majumai muna nuka nongo siwa utikana muna ati no a no means no. So kutoreza awareness more kubarume vanzu kisise kuti mudzimai mberi wake mde wake and zvakakosha kumurespect and unofanha kusika consent kuti ndozvandinoda kuita munhu obvuma kana kuti oramba haufanira kuzviforceredza pamunhu kana asingade zvafanana nemakesi kunzi ana baba vanobata vana vane ma 2 years chibvaro chiichochocho. So we need to raise awareness even my churches chaimo chaimo ndopa mungatasa machurches akawanda kumapostori kunobva makeses akawanda imana wari kubatwa kibaro ni wabere kwa wakano sinema guidance. So it is really important to bring men on board and understand the implications, because it's not only about raping a person and it ends there. It is about the psychological and mental problems that then come after the act that then affect the girl child or the women. We have had so many cases of women and girls committing suicide because of such unfortunate incidences. So it's really important that we start with one man at a time. We talk even kuzimbabwe tinogara kuma churches kuzvikoro mumabazi, let's speak against gender-based violence, especially the state to concentrate on the ills of rape in our communities.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Erica, and it's all warm territory, then don't talk about Morandis.
Okay.
All right, so ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndokuzwa ukuthi ne umwe mthereri ari kuphi namchirongwa eva innocent mkhoma innocent zviri kuhamba
mkhoma Ivan
hayi wandi mkhoma Mike ari pachirongwa mkhoma Ivan zva hayi havasfani mushe kuri seko muri kufunda muri kuphi mkhoma innocent
ndiri papa South Africa pa Joburg naupina mjoburg
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekufondera muri South Africa. South Africa ndiyo imwe nyika yanyetsa zvikurusa panyaya iyoyo gender based violence. Patove nemacases akawanda vakadzi vachichema vachiti pana nhingirikini aurawa nenyaya iyoyo yekuti haiwa pamwe akanyima umwe murume bonde. Pane macases akawanda apo vanhukadzi vari kuita zvokuurawa nenyaya iyoyo yegender based violence. Tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya iyoyo.
Murumuro muSouth Africa zvinonyanyoitika especially mumavakadzi vaya vanoita zvichiprostitute vaya vaya ndomu vazvinonyanyoitika unongoenda nemunhu wausina zivo waungosangana naye nhasi inge zvinhu zviri risky pane munhu waungongoendi nemunhu wausina zivo tochitaka kuri kwedu kumusha kuZimbabwe ndikutora ziproblem iyo tokonzereswa nehurumende yedu chaichai pakutanga bhozi havasikurenekedza kodzero dzevanhu kukati ibve makaisa vhidhiyo yemusi last week mudzimai airohwa bhutsu iyoyo nemupurisa handione kuti zvinopa chiremerera kana kuti zvinovana vechikora vanenge vachikura vachiona zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiitwa nehurumende saka handitarise kuti tingava nedzidzo yakanaka kuvana vedu vari kukura vechinyika
zvino imi sevanhurume pane zvamuri kuita here kuitira kuti mubatsire vanhukadzi kuitira kuti kodzero dzavo dziremekedzwe
ya isusu zvedu tine magrupsa tetinaamatiyetita zvepasa redu rechidriver tine nguva tinombotaurawo one on one tingotaurawo kuti no guys mukadzi anofanira kubatwawo zvakanaka munana pakuti especially manetsara nomudzimai mosvika pakuti mite zvemaoko nemukadzi mukadzi iruva rinoda kutodiridzirwa kuti riite mashishi ari green saka wanaa kuri dambo rabazi rere rinobva raoma saka zvino zvimwe zvatinge tichingoudzanaudzano musha mwari
saka nemaonereyu zviri kubatsira here nekuti vakadzi vari kuendera mberi vachingochema chema mungoma
kubatsira kwazvo ndoona zvinotinetsei koma wangu ipapo zvinotinetsei kubatsira kwazvo zvinoda kutisedera nemunhu pachee zvako nemurume nemudzimai wawo naye kuti umubatewo zvakanaka wozivo kuti mudzimai haasi munhu anoita zvemao zvenharo asi munhu wenharo vadzimai ava vanhu vanyoro ive mukutaura kwavo nemukunetsara mwana ndonyarara saka unoona mukudhakwa umu especially anodhakwa vazhinji ava ndo marinanoona maprobhemu anonyanya anonyanyira maprobhemu kuru nokudzanyira vamadzimai saka kubatsirika kwazvo kwazvingatoita magavenmendi edu ese acho aya especially edu vekuzimbabwe ndianonyanyokurudzira zvangu vanokurudzirawo mapurisa even vachirova hangu varova vari varume nekuti uvari vakadzi ava unovakwaika mukadzi pamudzimai dapo paungabate paungoti apa paungatunga rove inoshava ndepapi semurume wemupurisa rakapika mukadzi rakapeka hembe chena wokumuchikora gombo vhidhiyo iyo ndakaita sanonzwa nicherwadziwa chaizvo murume kuva munhukadzi saka ndinotinetsei mukoma wangu saka ndokakumbira government magavenmendi ese amire chaizvo chaizvo panyaya iyi
haiwa
achitisapotawo noti ungotititisuuseharume government pasa mutemo wakatosimbarara chaizvo chaizvo kuti mukadzi haashungurudzwe
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vainnocent tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa mukoma
aiwa handiotenda kana ndapindo muchirongwa
right so zuluka ndapandiya muzwa umnumzana uinnocent osandikungena kuhlelo yena ukhona nye edurban uyasho ngempela uinnocent ukuthi into yokuqala ngimbuzile ngathi innocent wena njengendoda are you doing anything uze uthuthukise abantu abesifazana around you uzame labo lawe ukubavikela ukuze kuhlonitshwe ilungelo labo yena uinnocent wathi ngempela bona njengama-truck drivers bayenza ama-groups abo bayaxoxisana njengamadoda and they're figuring out ways ukuze babone ngani abantu abesifazana ilungelo labo selingahlonitshwa Let's go back to Stabile Dewa Siklete lo Stabile bese sithatha umunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo. Stabile uchilupho banale. Mzare Dewa uchilupho banale.
Yes.
Okay, now let me wrap up with you and then move over to the next guest since you said you only had a limited amount of time. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, I know that you mainly focus on the activist world and the political world. Some people have tried to, push for women to be more involved in politics as a means towards, curbing gender-based violence. Is that a way? Are they not other ways? Because there also are other women who are not interested in politics.
Yeah, I think that would help because naturally women tend to have solutions to the problems that bedevil them more than anyone else. For example, in Zimbabwe, we are trying to push a civil society to have a sexual harassment act put in place. We have engaged several female MPs to make them understand why it is important to have that act put in place. If you remember what transpired sometime early this year, where we had members of parliament, I remember there was Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, Honorable Linette Kareni, who were harassed, beaten in parliament by the police and fellow men. That is unacceptable. It's something like that is happening at the highest institution of policy making at parliament. What then will happen to women in the rural areas, to women in the ghetto? So if I believe that if you have more women in leadership, they tend to push for gender-sensitive policies that will then help to deal with some of this culture. Because I think sometimes it's very difficult to knock sense on the mind of the men to say, this is really important to put mechanisms to stop gender-based violence in Zimbabwe. But most of the men, those of the leaders, they're actually perpetrators in their own right, either at family level or even at political party level. So I really believe that we need to get more women to raise awareness and sensitization within the communities, within the political parties, and have more champions for gender equality. That way it will help, and also punitive measures when it comes to perpetrators, because if those people are taken away from our communities, the place will actually become a better place for everyone, because as it is, it's really getting out of hand.
I want to tell us Kurusa Mzaretiwanukupinam Chirongwa. Thank you so much for making time to join us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Zulukandaba, that was Tabile Tewa. Yena uyakhuthaza abantu abesifazana abasakhulayo ukuthi ngenani kwezombusazwe ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani women can answer the questions as to what women need. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini? Bhalani imibono yenu kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele kuFacebook. Lilakho njalo ukubhala inombolo zocingo. We will call you. Ngibona ukuthi kulo mnumzana uLucas Dube yena usebhalula inombolo, sizamuthinta singathola ithuba. Kukhona njalo uVusi Mpofu laye usanda ukubhala inombolo yakhe, sizakuthinta singathola ithuba. Kodwa let's move over to my second guest ongenayo kuhlelo, uNkosazana Sally Mlambo. Nkosazana Mlambo, unjani sisi wami, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Injani impilo?
Hayi, impilo right.
Vele sesile isikhathi eside singakaxoxi.
Yeah, hayi, amalanga sengathi semaningi nje.
Nantu udaba lukhona egudwini Sali. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. I guess my first question to you is, how serious is it nxasis kangelilizwe lifana le Zimbabwe? Even extending to further than Zimbabwe, but nxasis kangelilizwe kazi el Africa.
You know, in daba lezi, as a gender violence, Africa sikhanya ingathi silokhu sibuyela emuva. Whereby uyabucabangela ukuthi kumele kube lokuthiyana ngokuhamba kwamalanga, ngithi uyabucabangela ukuthi abantu babe sebefunde okuningi, sebezwisisa okuningi. Kodwa ngaleso sikhathi ma sikukhangele thina sibona ingathi sokusiba worse. Okuthi ngezinye izikhathi you ask yourself ukuthi are we making any progress on issues as a gender violence, or we are not. But mina ngombono wami, because of our situations akhona e-Africa, so ungathi vele sidinga ndawenye vele akukhanya ukuthi and akucaci ukuthi siyanga.
Sike sazwa sezwa uNkosazana Stabile Dewa yena ube khona kuhlelo. She touched on the role that the economic situation is playing in the country. Wena ukubona njani lokho?
The economy has, you know, it has played a very pivotal role. Ngoba abantu abaningi, especially abafazi, if you look at it, when things go wrong a lot in terms of the economic situation, the people who bear the brunt of whatever is going on, ngabo mama lamankazana, nxa sesikhuluma eqinisweni. Nxa abantwana bengadlanga, umuntu ohlukumezwa kakhulu ngakhonokho ngumama. So uyabona ukuthi yazi ngomumo walapha omama yibo abasebethwele nzima, omama yibo abasebezama ukuthi behlanganise kakhulu. Silabo mama omazakhela, silabo mama abafelokazi, silabo omama futhi abalobaba ezindlini, kodwa abanye abobaba vele abaprovide. So yabona ukuthi i-group yabomama bona laba ikakhulu bona yibo aba-affecte kakhulu ngendaba zomkhonomi lezi esizikhangeleyo. So you find ukuthi like a lot of young women, angithi, they are not now doing a lot of unethical things so as just to put food on the table. They've become ama breadwinners as mulini zabo.
I see Aguzo Sali wants to touch umlaleli and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, Angus.
All right,
Zulukanda, but that was a Sali Mlambo, Mzarem Sali Mlambo, Navo, Vane ya tinga ti kwete chirongwa bata kambani ya wana shanda nayo ine chirongwa ine chinangwa chukubatira vechi biki ne wanu kazi asi nduguzo hondi ne mtereri I have a listener nilo mlale connecting ngweni kola mtereri aripa chirongwa unge nayo kushe lungbani aripa runare ndiani
hello
yes papa how are you
I'm fine and you
I watch report ndiani aripa runare
I'm going to go to the house. I think long ago, the issue of the Zimba. If I got there, Baba and my, I feel for one of the owners in the ship. And I think that maybe the economy, the end of the value, the country, and the home of it as in Munich, the Mumbang, Sina, and the other economy, the Edo. Baba and my, I was a person. Bangsa saya ini kananja shuba matu ni betul.
Saka ini murguti ni nyama. Murguti nyama miraka itu ufumi wengi kan dia mau irgu itu si Ivan. Aneh sana muzimbo.
Yeah, this was it exactly.
Saka
ini
ayo
engkau ini. I think it is based on political. Hello.
Endrukunza endra emberumkom.
Yeah, and when I say political, what we do in the political parties, Faneka Kufura, and then carry posing to the Maya, Faneka Tunga Mira, the Reform Soro Soro, and I'm in the chief picker, the family, and the very violence based on gender. Since gender is not all the money room around the card, so our cards are even on the feet from the political ground. Then in security sector, kata sa last week ni kagaro wana mai ni pero wana mchini maharare mapuri sa yunguro waki yero hanabu zota kuro wana saka tati ya sekuriti jina bezu hailin ya kumbo na mani laika posti kutu mingi ga yedi ya Zimbabwe
ayo watakunza waza kanaka mkoma kandai mazwenye upetira chupatapeza ni
mshoko wangoye petira mbengo kuo kati garapene mingi ka upeta kwenye ekonomi a country without violence. If you can work towards improving our economy, we can also reduce the debt of violence based on the economic service.
I watch Akunza, it's not as cool no pin, I'm strong on the corner in us. All right, Zimbabwe Musa is one of our callers. Usukuma yena use Zimbabwe. Uyasho ngempela uthi isimo somnotho kumele silungisiswe. If you fix the economy, uthi yena ubona ngani abantu won't be as frustrated, and then ingqabangqoza endlini emakhaya won't be as much. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini +12024650318 WhatsApp. Abafisa ungixhuma live ecingweni +12026192077. Now, early on when I introduced this program in Thokoza Musha, I explained to you all ngalitshela ngempela ukuthi sikhangele ukunikeza amanye ama voices of abantu abesifazana across the African continent who are all explaining uthi bona what have they experienced when we're talking about udaba lwe gender based violence. So as let's head over to one of the videos lapho umuntu wesifazana was explaining an ordeal what she had to go through in January, whereby there was civil arrest in the country and was bona eseshawa. Let's take a look.
Ma 12 tsusiku. Saka pa ufo wavo, wana kanditi darapa. Takara araba mbita. Darara, wani baya, achipandi kuila. Tupati, kama mwacho uchitundu bawea, tupandi kuila. Kama wavanka wakankumira wakabada futi, wachipa ubra, wachipa waenda. Wakankuti, imiwa nasuna waru mendi, mwatu kutuwa kanditi mbuku sabani waisa matumbu marodi. Kataa inapana kwa ntumbu, so ya nipaka iti kanditi wei, tandrimu na utinda ingu karamu, ntipo sika ntumbu, tirimu nomba. Toma shukwa waka kwanza mkutawla. Amtisantini muna yungu uchika kutika nandika nindi kwa na kupolisi. Ta yungu uchika mkwa tindu uchika kwe nisi nda kungu nisi nda kutaki kwa nyaya. Antina kwanza mkwa kwenda. Mwaka kwanza kutuwa umana warendro tu wangu. Tuanda kwanza kutuwa. Mwana kutuwa kwa uma pilite yungu kikumu wangu panguwa yoyo.
Angali mapilite ya.
Good for a mountain, Bunangida, Tangan or Tashuan and Achis, and good city. A person is an umbum. Canada was a
more Weber Nukadzi who experienced the ordeal of going through these violations. Lapo wakamu ubu zlangu zlangu elizweni in January, where there was civil unrest and wapakabu wabantu yena uti ngempela wadle nulwa ngama buto. Ahiye ngilomlalele ongenayo kuhlelo asizweni ukuthi bani oconnectingweni khona mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo unjani ngibani oconnectingweni.
Awebo kanjani alikhuma lomlileki mika Pamela.
Hawu unjani mnumzana?
Hayi ngiphile njani.
Hayi siyaphila nantu dabalo khona egudwini baba asizweni umbono wakho.
Yebo baba. Angangilandele kahle indaba le kodwa ke ngiyacabanga ukuthi uhlumezana ezindlini asinto elungileyo. Asinto eyakhayo. At the same time angeke sikhona economy yiyo ekhozela all these things. No, that's not the case. Abantu bona kumele bazidiscipline, abantu kumele bazihlele kahle. Hayi ukuthi babe under pressure because economy yiyo enika ama-challenges. Not the case. Ngicabangayo ukuthi abantu abadlele kahle despite the situation ekhona ezindlini. Understand? Ngiyawandastenda mpela ukuthi abantu kulobudlakunjawo ngabantu abaphathananga kahle. Kodwa-ke ngingawuhlangana lo muntu wakho likhulile lonke akumphathe umama njengomama, hhayi kumphatha njengomntwana. Not necessary, not important.
Kuqakathekile okungakanani ukuthi abanye ikakhulukazi nxa sesixoxisana ngamadoda sesixoxa njengamadoda ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuhlonipha amalungelo abantu abesifazana ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye isikhathi you hear amadoda besithi hayi indlela ubegqoke it's like she was inviting me ukuthi ngenze into engiyifunayo. How important is it ukuthi amadoda speak to each other to make sure ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi hayi kumele sihloniphe abalungelo abantu abesifazane? No means no.
Uqakatheke kakhulu ukuze kube lenhlonipho langekhaya ukuthi ukuthi bahlonipho mama bayenze njengabantu abakhulileyo, akubaphatha njengabantwana. Ngabe abantwana baphathwa nje ubuhlakani, kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sibahloniphe sibenze njengabanye bethu, singabaphathi njengabantu bokuza. Hhayi, labo bantu baqakathekile ezimpilweni zethu ngoba ngangelayo mama angeke kube ngumuntu emphakathini. You have to respect their rights and respect
for being there for us as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aya guzwa, mnumzana nyabwa kulu ngonge na kuhlelo.
All
right, respect the rights of women. That's the highlight of umlaleli wethu uShilo ngempela wathi, just because of the economic situation, that doesn't give you any right whatsoever. Ukuthi kube lo bundlwangudlwangu endlini for there to be any form of violence against women in your household. Abantu abesifazana bayasho ngempela ukuthi wathinta umfazi, wathinta imbokodo. Asizweni ukuthi abantu abesifazana bona bathini ngalo mbono. Sali, usakhona ecingweni? Now, you heard the gentleman there talking about the economy and so forth. Now, we've highlighted how the state of the economy is a contributing factor. Earlier on, we played a video of how a woman was, I don't want to call a victim, people call them survivors, a survivor of political violence. Now, as we move forward, what are youth supposed to do in Zimbabwe to ensure that their peers are now being respected, especially abafana? What are they supposed to do to ensure that amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonishwa, abomama, abosisi?
At the beginning, ekuqaliseni, mbona ingathi our government is getting it all wrong, right? Like Angela, that was highlighted. There've been videos circulating from last week and so forth of women being victimized, right? And they are being victimized by people who are supposed to be our protectors, right? So what we are saying is that if a policeman is going to victimize a woman, how is a young man or a boy supposed to respect a woman when the government deems it okay for a protector to be victimizing them? So firstly, ngombono wami, uhulumende wethu yena umele yena eqakathekise umuntu wesifazane. Nxa bengamqakathekisa, nxa sethina sesifundisa abantwana, whether sibafundisa ezikolo kumbe emakholeji kumbe e-university, ukuthi umfazi umele ebe ngumuntu oqakathekiswayo, umele ebe ngumuntu obanjwa, ophathwa kahle, siyabe kuqalisele phezulu khonale. You know, much as it should also start in a family setup. Umntwana ongumfana singamkhulisa vele simtshela ukuthi usisuko akachaywa, omunye unkazana vele awumelanga umchaye, umele umphathe kahle. Angithi umele umbone eyi-equal partner yakho, ya all equal, uyafanana. Angithi nxa esephuma esiya phandle laphana, umntwana uza respecta laye umntwana oyinkazana. But unfortunately, into enzakala kuma-family setup ethu amaningi ukuthi siqakathekise abafana kube sokubuya unkazana. Yes, ungathi sithi umuntu ngumfana ngithi bengulabanye laba abangelandaba abangamankazana. So at the end of the day, umfana yena ukhula eselengqondo zokuthi mina vele yimi o-special laba abalandaba. So even engahlukumezwa inkazana ngithi uyabe kwazi ukuthi akulandaba, they will not be accountable for their actions ngoba vele yinto evunyelwayo ku-society. So singakwanisa ukuthi sitshintshe ama-mindset ona lawo ukuthi abantwana sibabambe bebancane ukuthi bekufundise ukuthi behle beqalise ukurespekta amankazana kumbe omama kumbe osisi babo labo ababakazi kuhamba kunjalo njani, kungasinceda phambili laphandle.
All right, wathi ngikubamba umlomo Sali, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi. All right. Catch them whilst they are young. Teach them whilst they are young. Those are the sentiments of Salim Lambo. Litin ngodabalo kone kutwini. Mtaka kwa mwche se kusele 10 minutes. Kuselo letu nabasa kulayo. Pinda ya mchurongwa. Tinzo oma ondrenyu. Asindugu zondine umo mterera. Na ukanda oma zo yake maviri matatu. Na tinzo yekuta arguti yiko. Kola kola mtereri. Ndino mkamchira ya mchurongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ndia naripo parinari. Mbano kone kutwini. Halo
wakulu wa mjua bongodi. Nagadi.
Martin, do you want to parunare?
La go gode.
Aiwa, mkoma go gode, suru kufamba.
Ah, zuri nani voga di koko.
Ah, ndizo ezo, so muru kufuendra muru kupi wa go gode.
Zuri nani South Africa.
Zimi ka muru mnyika, inenge atone, tapanya yo gender-based violence.
Ah,
ya, that's only someone among women. Martin, tu zeo, gati nzoe kama onre nyu wa go gode.
asi maone rangu ndio kuti nyaya idzi gender violence izi ndinoda kutenda Mwari nguva munhu murume nechikonzero chokuti kubvira kumusha changuva yehondo iyoyo vaigona kunyatsa kuona kuti vanhu vechikadzi vanogona kungotorwa vachinanera yatirwa achipuwa mugobidiringandorana nacommunity irindorana necommunity chaatingadi wodzoka pamwe mangwana waakagara inga ini ndinairwadziwa zvikuru nemabati vandu wamadzimai ini saka mabati vandu wamadzimai kuti nyaya iyi ipere hurumende inofanira kupindira kuti vaite mutemo wekuti madzimai abate zvakanaka plus nezvemapembedzo enyika vasabata madzimai zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Asi vagogode ibasa rehurumende chete here kana kuti murume wese?
Ndingati murume wese asikanyatsa kutarira izvozvo. Kubvira nguva yehondo vazhinji vaibatwa nevaitawo nezvematendero anenge akaita macommunity wayo. Tobvapo touya kumuzinda umu vamwewo varume zvidhakwa kana zvadhakwa madzimai avapo kodzero dzavo dzakanaka. Tobvapo futi touya kuno kwandiri kunoku kunotinesei nezvikonzero zvinogona kuti ivowo madzimai zvimwewo zvinogona kutiwa kuti vanzarwowo zvimwe zvacho ava mai chechero oitwawo mazuvano vamwe vanofamba ari mishwi chaiyo. Saka zvokonzera kuti munhu unogona kubata munhu iye asinganechikodzero chomapeterwo munhu zvakafanira nokuba inini pati yamoto yenyu yakangoshamapo munhu achiona kuti mune karedhio iye asina chinda yokuba asi unogona kungoona kungotahinde rinokunde kunongotora.
Aiwa, takunzai zvakanaka vagogode, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mukoma, regai tipewo vamwe vateereri mukana wekuti vapindewo nawo muchirongwa. Handisi mudzoke next week mukoma wangu.
Ndinogara ndiripo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Vapasi ndakazokona kupinda gaurweri kavati vagarwanii.
Aiwa, musatye, next time patinenge tinavo vagaune pachirongwa tichakufonderai. Handisi tinotenda. So zvinoka ndapata kwazi umnumzana ugogode ukwele South Africa uti uhulumende kumele asebenzise amandla wonke to make sure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ahlonitshwe ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye iy'khathi sometimes it's the police, sometimes it's the military who are busy violating amalungelo abantu abesifazana. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini mthwakazi omuhle, sesiyafika vele emaphethelweni nohlelo, so we still have time for one or two more callers. Ngenani kuhlelo sizwe umbono wenu ngodaba lukhona ekudwini. Let's go back to Salim Lambo. Sisitsala usakhona ecingweni.
Yeah,
manzi wavagogode vachitaurawo maundiro avo, tipewo maundiro enyu. Ndozangu kuti your organization makutotangawo zvirongwa zvenyu zve-16 days of activism against gender based violence. Mobva matiudzawo zvizere pamusoro pazvozvo, asi tangai matiudza maundiro enyu pamusoro pemaundiro avagogode.
Maonero echi?
Vagogode vangu vachitaurawo vachiti hurumende needs to start being more active. Needs to ensure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa. So could you speak to that, and then on top of that leave it, you also tell us about our e-campaign and your leadership.
I totally agree with yena umnuzana okade khuluma, because you know we are talking about uhulumende omele ethinte izinto elizweni lakhe, angithi. So the moment when the government fails to uphold the rights of the women of the women in their own country, then it becomes questionable as to their genuineness towards the issue as a whole. So we are appealing to the government, that is the ministers, the members of parliament, and a whole lot of other people who can have influence towards government, right, to actually exacerbate on the need for the respect of women's rights, on the need to protect women and girls, on the need to know that a woman should be protected. ebanjwe njengomuntu laye nothi ukuthi sibone abafazi bebanjwe ingathi izinto ezingela ngcodo ku society. So sifuna ukuthi bona abalezihlalo lezi eziphezulu kakhulu bengaba yibo abajust ama policies ukuthi omama baza protectwa, singakuthakazelela kakhulu ngoba ngalesi sikhathi vele akucaci ukuthi i-government yethu imi ngaphi concerning indaba yabo mama.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Okay, then mfuna ukuthi thina njenge-organization, a platform for youth development, we have started on our campaign in the areas that we operate in, which is Chipinge. If you know Chipinge, you'd know that it's a very conservative area, very patriarchal, whereby we have a problem of women and girls not being respected, women and girls not being taken seriously, whose rights are always being suppressed at willy-nilly, you know. So we have started on our campaigns to try and sensitize the community to know that women are important. Women, they have value. They can actually assist in our communities economically, socially, or even politically as well. So that is what we are currently doing during this 16 days of activism. We are trying to alert our communities on the importance of a woman.
Now, Sally, unfortunately, time is wrapping up. Down to the last 5 minutes. So as we wrap up the conversation, could you tell our listeners where they can find more information, and those that are looking to participate in your campaign, how do they reach out to you guys and how do they partake?
Okay. We have a PYD page. They can always come to our page, which is Platform for Youth Development. They'll find us there on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. They can find us on Twitter as well. PYD is there as well on Twitter. Then they can always, you know, follow our threads and follow our conversations that we are having. We also have offices in Chipinge, in Chechechi. For those who are based in Chipinge, we have them by Chipinge Cross Point. They can always come there and we will, you know, we'll talk, and they can always attend our women's hearings. We have campaigns as well. We have galas, sports galas, drummers, everything. They can always find us there.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru muzvare mulambo nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongwa chedu chive chidiki. Thank you so much, and thank you for the work that you're doing in the communities.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Zuluka Ndaba, that was Salim Lambo, yena ngomunye wabasakhulayo, who has a campaign running that is alongside the lines of what the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is doing. Now, as we wrap up, earlier on in ngilitshelile Zuluka Ndaba ukuthi, throughout the whole program, we're going to be giving you the voices of women across the African continent who are all speaking about their experiences, who are all speaking about what this campaign means to them. Throughout this time, South Africa, South Africa, South Africa, there's been so many cases where vanhukadzi vari kuurawa, vanhukadzi vari kurohwa, vanhukadzi vari kupondwa. Mambo pindawo nemiwo muchirongwa mukataura mukati kuZimbabwe zviri kuitika zvekare. Just last week takaona mapurisa zvechokwadi video evidence iripo, vachirova vanhu pane vanhukadzi vakatorohwawo, umwe akatochikoka gumbo. Now let's head over to South Africa to see ukuthi bona abantu besifazana, what exactly do they have to say about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence? Let's take a look.
We are not safe in the streets, we are not safe in the taxis. We are tired of men violating us, men talking to us as if we are their sexual objects. For me, it means it's now time for change. It's now time for a new South Africa. A South Africa where women are safe and free to go around and do what they want without feeling, without fear, without anything.
Kwele South Africa baya shuguti haisi sesi katele hands taneta taneta. We're not objects to be treated that way. Mtoka zomushe Zimbabwe mushe. Tashika kumagumo yechirongo chedu cha nasi. Asi muri Zimbabwe, I just wanted to let you know kuti isu se Studio 7. Sezo December ya kushika page go. Aiwa. Nesuo we're feeling a little festive. Saka if you pay attention to our Facebook pages, if you pay attention to our websites, you're going to be hearing more about our giveaways as the time approaches. Pay attention to our Facebook pages, websites, and more. Chakazo mwese Zimbabwe mwese tashuka kumakume chirongwa chilicha nasi njino chena munu wese apinda mchirongwa nasi munu wese anyora ma comments anoko neka ine mfaru njini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye bye.